You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
Live from the Regis Suites in Peoria, Arizona, this is Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network presenting Get On To It, starring Don Williams. Don, how are you?
Outstanding. Thanks for having me again here, Dave. This is always an exciting adventure.
It is, and I like your jacket. It looks leather. You look sort of tough and sort of smooth at the same time.
Well, I like to come in comfortable. Today we have a real interesting guest that most people have questions about, never really get a chance to have any contact with. And I will basically say this, that Pam is the founder of Pam & Associates, a company that is designed to bring people together, specifically for meeting a possible match. Pam specializes at providing high-quality people with high-quality introductions. The matchmaking business is different for Pam. Her success is not due to advertising or marketing, but is directly related to the human component of social proof, the natural way people would meet anyway, by referral only. She's a by referral only matchmaker. With Pam, you are not a number or a profile in a database. You are a unique, special someone who just has not met their special someone yet. Thanks for taking this time out of your very busy day, Pam. And how you doing?
I'm doing great, Don. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so how is it that you found yourself doing what you do now?
Okay, let me go back. I'm very passionate about what I do, number one, and that's about people and connecting people. I started out owning a day spa, and it was in Old Town Scottsdale, and I did hair in my day spa. I had a building that I leased out space to different professionals. Had to do a lot with the beauty industry, hair, facials, nails, all that kind of stuff, massage. But I had male and female clients coming into my building. And they would sit in my chair, and I would do their hair. And what is the number one thing people talk about when they get their hair done, or any type of personal service, whether it be they go to their doctor, they go to a dentist, you know, anything, you know, health instructor, anything, what do they talk about?
Yeah, most often about whatever's going on in their life, their relationships, their business, that type of stuff. And I imagine relationships came up pretty often.
Well, you know, they say only your hairdresser knows for sure. Anyway, people would sit down in my chair, and you physically are touching them, too. That's another thing. And we would joke about that. The minute I, you know, get somebody in the shampoo bowl and I just met them for the first time, they're pouring their life story out to me. Well, as that happened, I would start to just, I knew so many, I'd been in the valley for so long, and I had a huge clientele, and with all the people coming in and out of my building, I used to say as a joke, I'm going to play fairy matchmaker. And I used to set people up, and it started out where I started getting connections. Next thing I know, I match made my sister to her husband, match made my best friend to her husband. And it was a hobby, and my hobby became my business. And I tell everybody, if you're passionate about something in life, the money will follow. And it's never about the money. It's about your love for what you're doing. And I can't even put it in words, you know, how much it means to me when friends of friends or people that I do connect and they fall in love and get married, because the number one thing that we do in life is, you know, who we spend it with and our relationships. So anyway, I talk a lot, but I get very excited, and that's how it began.
That's how it began.
So, well, let me ask a question. When you did this as a hobby and you set people up, how did that work out? Good success on relationships?
Absolutely. That's why I ended up going into a business. I mean, it organically grew. I do not advertise. What happened is, I was before 2008, because 2008 is when I opened my business. One of my clients said, you should talk to, you know, some matchmakers, you know, that was in California at the time. And I independently contracted for a short while, and I realized the way that they did business, not that it was bad, but it was just the way that I don't want to do business. I wanted to do business on a personal personal service way where somebody knows, it's like a friend introducing you to a friend, because anybody can fill out a piece of paper and everybody writes the same thing. They like to travel, you know, they like this, this, that, you know, what they're looking for. It's getting to know somebody and getting feedback, and that referral that makes the difference to me. So when somebody comes into my business, into my business, they were referred to come to me before, so I feel like I have a personal connection with them even before I meet them.
So that kind of makes, because of the referral, that makes the conversation that you have with them more natural too. They're more at ease because they know you through somebody else. And they're more willing to be more personal, so therefore you can give more of a natural connection.
Exactly, and I wouldn't meet half the people that I wouldn't meet the people I meet if it wasn't for a referral. Almost everyone that walks in my dad or in my office sits down, and the words that come out of their mouth is, "I would never have done anything like this if it wasn't for so and so who referred me." You know, I would never go to a service. Some people had gone to other services, but the majority of people who sit down, the men and women both, will say, "You know, I've never done anything like this." A lot of them have never even done online dating. And if they had done online dating, they love coming to me because they know I pre-screen and they know that the people are really who they say they are, because I personally interviewed them and I knew them from somebody.
Now, I'm sure the big part of it is interview process, certain questions, but I suspect you have a really nice intuition part about you that may override even some of the answers to the questions. Is that right? Or do you rely more on the questions?
No, I don't. In fact, I throw that out the window half the time because I laugh. People say, "How do you match make people?" You know, you could hire somebody to look at profiles and say, "Oh, this person belongs with this person," or, "Oh, this person plays tennis," or, you know, "This person is this, this, this." I tell everybody, to the preconceived notions, to throw them out the window. I judge on, I don't want to say judge, but on that connection that I have with somebody when they come into the office, not only because they were referred and like attracts like a lot of the time with the person that referred them, but I go on a little bit of intuition. I just happen to have great people that walk in that door because I built the connections with people. So anybody who refers somebody is quality. I introduce people that on paper you would never think they were going to be together. It could be anything from, somebody, unless they're really, their organized religion, it has to be this. But the more open they are, somebody could be a certain faith and end up being with somebody else. Somebody could come in and say, "Oh, I'm attracted to tall blondes, this, this, and this," and then they end up marrying a short Asian. You throw everything out. I mean, and you evaluate their personality, of course, too. I mean, everybody, the way that people think and behave and react towards people, even like their what they feel on romance. I don't know if you know about the 5 love languages.
Oh, yeah, great book, by the way.
Gary Chapman. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a huge one because it's feedback. That's the key to my success, is actually setting the people up on the dates and getting the feedback. But, everything from, and then money too. That's a thing. It's not about how much a man makes or a woman. It's, their value systems and the way they manage it. And again, the 5 love languages plays back into that. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. And again, I talk a lot because I get excited. But the whole point is, no, I do not go on the profile that they fill out. I laugh because I have people fill out the profile before they meet me. And then once they meet me and leave, the profile has changed.
I believe that. And you know what's interesting? Society, as well as the media, advertisers, people like that, they will promote short-term criteria for a long-term relationship. And what I mean by that is that, physical looks, physical looks, physical looks. How do you cut through that? Because you and I know, we all know, Don, and Pam, that it's not physical looks that is going to carry the day. I mean, it's a bonus, but the truth is like you said, the core values, the core beliefs of someone. How do you cut through that? And how many people come in saying their first criteria or top three is they have to be a certain look?
Oh, And women, by the way, are just as visual as men. Men seem to think it's only the men and that they're pickier and that the woman has to be. Men, you're, face it, you, both of you, you're visual. Men are visual creatures.
Yeah, if we didn't have eyes, we would be visual, yeah. I mean, everyone's got the same stuff going on.
They have to, I'll give you an example. Men have to see pictures and they fall, they're visual. Here's another example. I can show pictures to a man of a woman. Vice versa, and he'll look at the picture and he'll go, "Oh my God, she is my type. She is my type. I love her smile. I can tell she's my type." Then I can talk, and then I can go through some others, or maybe I'll wait a week because this was back in the beginning. I've changed things where somebody will say, "No, she's not my type. I can tell by her smile," and then I'll show that same girl only a different photo, and it might be that same day or it might be a week later, different photos, and he'll go, "Oh, now that's a girl. That's my look. I can tell," because people are not one dimensional. A photo, you meet somebody and they can look completely different. Men look. I argue with men all day long, but guess what? I have so many marriages, and men. I mean, I proof is in the pudding. I have people get married that have said no to the pictures.
Oh wow! So that is interesting.
There are qualifications before you meet me and come into my office, and I don't want to sound like Shallow Hal, but yes, the women and men have to physically take care of themselves. They have to be fit. The women, when I say pretty is in the eyes of the beholder. So I tell people, pretty comes in different ways. I mean, you can have exotic pretty. So the bottom line is, yes, the women are fit. The men are fit. They come into my office, and they take care of themselves. Are they above average in looks? I guess you could say they are, but it's not about that. I visually want to have somebody come into my office that takes care of themselves inside and out, and they're emotionally ready for a relationship.
Right. You're trying to help guide people who are already on a path, or at least a path that'll bring them closer to someone. You're not there to, be their psychologist or something like that to bring them into the relationship with themselves so they could be in a relationship with someone else. You're there to help them take where they are now and just sort of help make the introduction that they wouldn't have had otherwise. So when you're saying someone who's healthy, you're basically saying, here, if I can get people who are generally taking care of themselves, they generally have a good mind on their head and they have a good heart, then it's just a matter of finding the right people connecting other than having to figure out all that type of stuff. Because when it comes down to relationship, is a person really available? They can want a relationship. They have to want the relationship, be available, and then be in the right spot to meet somebody. And you help set up be in the right space to meet somebody. And you verify whether they're available or not, right?
Oh, well, of course, yeah.
That takes care of a lot of those challenges, right?
Correct. They're all serious-minded, and they want commitment and love.
That's the truth. I mean, people, I think that's what's on most people's minds as singles, even married people contemplating divorce, although they may not want to go out for a while, but some may want to go out. But I think these topics are number one of most topics in the world.
Yeah.
People aren't going to come into me. I mean, anybody can. I'm not cutting online dating, down or anything like that, because I've heard successes on that too. But you're weeding through all that because the people are serious, and when they come from a referral, it's from somebody they knew that is in a relationship, and they feel comfortable coming to me because they trust me. And trust is another thing that, when it all boils down to it, is why do we have friends? Why do we have our mates? Because we trust them.
Yeah, that is big. Why don't we take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we'll continue with our very special guest, Pam.
We'll basically cover what matchmaking is versus what people think it is.